Good afternoon. Excuse me. Good afternoon. This week is Parashas Shemini. We're getting up to the eighth time that we'll be reading the beginning of Parashas Shemini. Shemini means on the eighth, and because of the way the Yom Tovim fell out, we read the Mincha on Mondays and Thursdays already seven times, and the eighth will be Yirtzeh Hashem this Shabbos. So the beginning of the parasha tells us that it was on the eighth day, and the end of the milum, the beginning of the Chanukah Habayis in the preparation for the Mishkan. Vayhi bayom hashmini karam Moshe le'Aaron levanav ulezeknei Yisrael, and Moshe calls to Aaron's sons and to the elders of Israel. Then he says, "Vayomer la'aron." He tells Aaron, "Kach lecha tikvu egel ben makar lechatos, an egel, a calf to bring as a korban chatos, ve'ayil and a ram le'olah, which we tumim akriv nei Hashem." So with two korbanos, a chatos and an olah, an egel as a chatos and an ayil as an olah. In the next pasuk in pasuk gimel, he tells Bnei Yisrael, "Bnei Yisrael, to daber le'mor, kachu seir izim lechatos, to take a goat for a chatos, ve'egel v'cheves b'nei shana timim ne'ola, and an egel and a keves, the calf should be used as a, and the sheep should be used as the ola." So there are those that ask, how come the egel, the calf, when it comes to Aharon, is being brought as a chatos, and when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, the egel is being brought as an olah. So the Kliyakar brings those that explain that when it came to the chet egel, the sins differed between Bnei Yisrael and between Aharon in terms of their participation. When it came to the chet egel, lo chata Aharon b'machshava. It wasn't a sin that related to the depths of the mind and the thoughts of Aaron HaKohen. He didn't believe in what was happening. He didn't intend for this to be as a Avodah Zarah. Again, it's a very difficult parsha to understand. But certainly whatever he meant in terms of stalling and the stall tactic for Bnei Yisrael was what he was intending. In terms of the mice, in terms of the action, it was inappropriate. So Ikar Cheto, the main chet of Aaron, was not in his intention, but rather in his deed. Right? The fact that he went ahead and he actually created the egel. When it came to Bnei Yisrael, however, So that being the case, the korban that was being brought, the korban of the of an ola, relates to sins that have to do with machshava, and therefore when it came in the chatas, usually relates to sins that have to do with a ma'isa. So when it comes to the ego, which seems to be an atonement for that which happened at the chet ego, Aharon brings the ego as a chatos, not as an ola, because the sin didn't relate to the machshava. However, for Bnei Yisrael, it was different, because for Bnei Yisrael, it was a deeper sin. It was a sin that related to their intention as well. They were misguided from the beginning, whether it was actual Avodah Zarah, close to Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, that sin, which still haunts us, of the Egel HaZahav, was a mistake that Bnei Yisrael made, which related not just to their actions, but it related to their thought process as well. And therefore, for Bnei Yisrael, the egel is brought as the ola, because the ola is mechaper on the machshava. The ola atones for the mind. So again, it's a nuance in the pasuk, but in fact, it's a very interesting difference between the way the korbanos were being brought. The Torah then says, "Vayakrev is korban am veikach es yirah chatos asher la'am vayishchateyu." That Aaron brought the carbon of the nation, the carbon of the people. Then he brought their chatos, and when he slaughtered it and he did the maisa chatos, the steps that are necessary for the carbon, he did it karishon. What's karishon? Rashi says, ko'igel shelo. First he had brought his own carbon. When he did the carbonos of Bnei Yisrael, He did it just as he did it. Why does the Torah have to stress that? What's the significance of Karishon? And what's so amazing about this, that the Torah stresses the fact that he did it Karishon? So Galinsky in his Sefer on the Parsha explains that if you think about it, the Korban that Aharon brought, the first Korban that's ever brought by Aharon HaKohen was his Chatos. That was Korbanu HaRishon, his first one. Afterwards, he bring his Ola. And then he started bringing the Chatos of Bnei Yisrael. So he's already brought two Korbanos. And he's brought each of the types of Korbanos one time. At that moment, it's possible. Again, it still certainly is exciting. But there's nothing like that first one. That excitement of the first one is something so special. The first time we have an opportunity to do whatever it may be, to do a mitzvah, to do something special, it has a certain excitement to it that it's very hard to match. And then the excitement begins to ebb and becomes less and less as we go on. And that was the praise that the Torah has for Aharon HaKohen. That even after he had already brought his own korban, he even brought one of each of his korban, was still vayishchateyu vayichateyu karishon. He did it with the same excitement, the same hislavos as that original korban. It relates, in fact, to something that we read in the Haftorah, I think in Parshas HaChodesh just a few weeks ago. The din, which is recorded, and it sounds like in the Navi, but it's brought down as a din also, that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't go out the same doors in which you came from. You came from the north, and you go out from the south. You came from the south, you go from the north. Why? You shouldn't go out the same one that you came in. Rather, you should go out the opposite one. Why? Because once you see something one time, it already can lose its excitement. You have to enter, you have to exit, you have to approach it in a new way each time to make sure that it doesn't become old, that it doesn't lose that excitement. When you think about it, think that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, they were 20 amos high, stories high, 10 amos wide, made out of gold and decorated beautiful. You'd think that, okay, I saw it once, but I'm not seeing it all the time. It wouldn't be so necessary to avoid going that way in the future in order to maintain some excitement. But the Torah realizes, and the Torah is stressing, that there always is excitement in what's being done initially. And even if it's still exciting, it's not the same as the first time. That first time is something which is special and which can't be matched. And that's what the Torah is stressing about, this great praise of Aharon HaKohen, Vayishchateyu Vayichateyu Karishon, that even when he did it afterwards, he did it the same way that he did his own korban the first time around. Later in the parasha, the Torah tells us about the different types of kosher and non-kosher animals, and again with a lot of drushos of Chazal being joined out of the simanim, which animals are included and which animals are excluded. Vygotsky tells a story in his Sefer that relates to the Bas Hayana, one of the animals which is listed. And the story goes like this. It says that between the first and the second World War, the financial situation